There's one, if you don't mind, then I'll hand it to, is on corporations. I wonder what, you know, here's an example. They're in Somalia right now. It's like it's a truly failed state. And there's an Australian oil company trying to negotiate side deals with warlords. I wonder how you think corporations can be regulated in a world with obviously there's some places where there's no regulation at all, and usually the home regulator is very pro corporations.
As for regulating corporations, there's very little in the way of international law on that. That's mostly, it's mostly the responsibility of the states in which the corporations are technically located. And you're right, there's a very weak regulatory apparatus, and the reasons are not a deep secret. It's that states and corporations are very tightly linked. I mean, to a very large extent, concentrated private power just dominates the state. In fact, even staffs it. So they're very unlikely to regulate it. And it sets the constraints in which state policy is made. Well, that shouldn't be true. There should, again, democratization of societies would reduce that. In fact, in my opinion, corporations are themselves illegitimate. I take a very conservative position on this. As you may know, when the modern corporation was created about a century ago by state intervention, mostly judicial intervention, wasn't no legislation about it. But when corporate law in the current sense was established in the early 20th century by the courts, there were people who bitterly opposed it, namely conservatives. There used to be conservatives in those days. Now the term's around, but not the concept. Conservatives bitterly condemned it as a return to feudalism, which in a way it was, and a form of communism. Now, that was the reaction to the radical revision of corporate law in the United States and elsewhere to grant corporations, collectivist legal entities, the rights of people of flesh and blood. As a major attack against classical liberal principles, and conservatives, meaning classical liberals, were bitterly offended by that. And I think they had a good point. Well, since that time, it's gotten a lot worse. Decisions, if you look through corporate law, it has, I'll talk about the United States, but it's not very different elsewhere, major decisions about 80 years ago, 90 years ago, by the courts, determined that corporations are not only persons, but they are necessarily pathological persons. That is, they determined that a corporation, the corporate management, must dedicate itself to increasing profit and market share, whatever the effect on anyone. For a corporation to do anything benevolent was determined to be illegal. That was the issue that came up. I'll go through the court case if you like. And that's been fortified by further corporate law, mostly in the courts, not legislation. The corporations are allowed to do something benevolent if the TV cameras are on. So if you're doing it for public relations purposes, yeah, then you're allowed to do something nice. In fact, the courts have gone so far as to advise corporations that they should carry out benign acts, or else, I'm now quoting, an aroused public may discover what you're up to and what the government is up to and take away your privileges. So you better do nice things to prevent an aroused public to find out what's going on. In the recent international trade agreements, which do provide a kind of a framework for corporate behavior, corporations are given rights that go way beyond persons. So if General Motors, let's say, invests in Mexico, they can demand what's called national treatment. They have to be treated like some Mexican mom-and-pop business. If a Mexican of flesh and blood comes to New York and asks for national treatment, he'll be lucky if he's not sent to Guantanamo. The reason is that private tyrannies, collectivist private tyrannies, legally created entities, are given rights way beyond persons by the so-called trade agreements, which don't have much to do with trade, certainly not with free trade. Well, you know, all of that can be changed.
Private tyrannies?
Hmm?
What do you mean by private? You said private tyrannies?
Yeah, a corporation's a private tyranny. A corporation, if you look at its structure, is about as close to the totalitarian model as anything that human beings have created. Control is completely from top down. You can be inserted in the middle somewhere, like junior manager, take orders from the top down. From the top, you hand them down below. At the very bottom, people are allowed to rent themselves to it. It's called getting a job. There's a very weak accountability to the public, extremely weak. And when you get, when the right wing comes into power, like the Reagan administration or the Bush administration, their primary goal is to weaken the regulatory apparatus. So the Reagan administration, for example, essentially informed the corporate world that they were not going to enforce the regulations on business practices. You can read all about it in Business Week, which had good reports about it, and described how, you know, the number of illegal firings of union organizers, I think, tripled, shot up, and other labor abuses shot up, because the government simply said, we're not going to enforce the law, so do what you like. And they did what they liked. There's a very real question about the legitimacy of the institution in the first place. But insofar as it exists, and again, let me stress, I'm taking a very conservative position on this. That is the position, was the position of conservatives when they did really exist with justice. So that's a serious question. But if they exist, yeah, they should be accountable to the public. And that means in many respects. For example, there's no, you know, it's not a law of nature that they should work for the benefit of shareholders. Shareholders doesn't mean somebody who has $5 in a mutual fund. Corporate ownership is very highly concentrated. The top 1% of the population probably holds about half of it. So there's no law that says that they should, there happens to be a law, but there shouldn't be one, not a justifiable law that says that they should work for the benefit of the tiny percentage of the population that happens to own the country. Why not for what are called stakeholders, meaning the community, the workforce, future generations because of the effects they have on environment and so on. Yeah, those are reasonable proposals. And there's no reason why a democratic society should enforce them.